We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome everybody into another edition of the PHNX Sun Show. I'm your host, Craig Esposito, and we are brought to you, as always, by our friends at DraftKings, America's number one sports book. Bet $1 on any football game this weekend, and you're going to get $150 free when you sign up using that code PHNX. Ahoy, hoy, and glad to be joined, as always, by Gerald Borgay. Gerald, I am starting with you.
That was a good move. First.
Just for your sake.
I can never follow up Saul's introductions.
And the Emmy Award-winning Lindsay Smith. Lindsay, all right. Well, actually, we're calling her two-time Smith.
Two-time Smith.
Two-time Smith.
Two-time Smith.
And it's Saul Bookman. Saul, what do you got for us to make Gerald uncomfortable today?
I've got nothing. Mine are always preemptive strikes, not secondary.
Well, it is good to have everybody here. It is a Friday, and we're going to have some fun on this Friday. Anything on anybody's mind? Anything you want?
That's a loaded question.
I know it is.
You don't want to know what's on our minds, well, I promise you.
Fair enough. You guys got to go to Saul and Lindsay got to go to the Mercury game last night.
Yeah.
Heck of a game to watch. What was kind of your takeaway? Obviously, Sophie Cunningham, a huge game, but what was your overall takeaway?
I mean, it was so much fun. I feel like it was a stressful game, though. I'm not going to lie. There were moments where I'm just like, come on, like, we cannot lose this game. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. I wasn't ready for that. But it was a blast, and everyone got really into it. The X Factor showed up big time, and so did Sophie.
Yeah, it started off a little slow. I mean, the Mercury started off fast, and then they kind of fizzled. And it really reminded me of Game 5 of the Western Conference or of the NBA Finals when the Suns just came out like gangbusters. And then all of a sudden, it just completely flipped. And that's what it looked like it was going to happen against the Liberty. And then it just kind of got quiet. Like, the whole, like, second, third quarter was just kind of quiet. And then Sophie happened, and that place just went crazy, and it was pretty cool. And it was really cool to see, you know, once she started to catch on fire, how they tried to run certain plays to get her open even more and more. And she had a couple other opportunities for buckets had she gotten one more pass here and there. So good win for the Merc.
That second and third quarter, I think a lot of people in the building were a little stressed. Because like you said, we started out hot, and then it was like, I don't know how to feel right now.
It was exactly NBA Finals PTSD. Yeah. Watching that game, I was like, exactly. They're not. I can't watch another Phoenix team do this, man.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they ran Sophie off that triple screen they used to run for Reggie Miller, where you start on one corner and cut through the back side of the court. I mean, and then she was hitting shots like that.
Oh, for sure. And when you see somebody on fire like that, you want them to get the ball. And this is by no way a Skylar Diggins dig. But there was a couple times where she had the chance to hit Sophie, but she was like, I'm wide open. So she hit she took the shot, and she hit him every single time. So I was like, all right, well, that's fine. You know? But you always want to see, because it's like a buildup. You know, if you've ever seen somebody, or maybe in your own life, if you've ever played basketball and you just felt like you were in the zone, like, you want that ball, because each shot gets progressively bigger and bigger and bigger. By the time you hit seven or eight in a row, it's just like, you're king shit. It's just awesome.
The zone for me was taking charges. I was very good at that. And then you get in a zone where you get them all called for you. I was never hitting shots like that. Not that that's a surprise to anybody. I thought this was one of the weirdest color matchups I've ever seen in sports. It was like the teal from the Statue of Liberty versus a ombre purple orange thing. It was a, unique look. I enjoyed it, but you know, and that's it's this, dead. I thought it was Fashion Friday.
Completely dead.
This is from our Jersey guy.
I was like, I didn't really think about that at all.
I didn't really think the biggest thing for me, if we're just talking about like aesthetics or whatever, like they couldn't have at least brought in the Mercury court.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Or the league couldn't say, hey, we're playing this game on Wednesday because the arena was available Wednesday. Like the league couldn't go, hey, we want you're the home court team, so we're gonna finagle the schedule so you can have home court. Like,
yeah,
those are little things that drive me nuts. And it's happened to the Mercury a lot in the playoffs. They've had to play at ASU a handful of times. That was frustrating to me too. It was like, oh wow, GCU made the WNBA playoffs. Congratulations.
Yeah.
It was just a weird look.
According to Twitter, there was a really big glare on the broadcast as well. Yeah. Which, I mean, I don't know if that's the LED ribbons or what it was, but that was a huge issue on Twitter as well.
Yeah, it was a weird look. I was watching it with my little one, and yeah, you could see the glare, but I guess that's what happens when it feels like you're right on top of the court, is that ribbon's a lot closer than it is in most arenas. It also threw me off that at GCU, the camera setup is looking from behind the bench, not towards the bench.
Right.
So that on TV, that threw me off all last night.
Right.
So
I want to see DT's reactions on the sidelines, because you know she was yelling shit on some of those calls.
She'd come off the bench several times. She took one knee and tried to direct players, and she was scrambling. She was hyped, you know, obviously. So we'll see if she's going to play on Sunday. She's a game time decision, just like she was for last night. So hopefully she'll be able to play, because they definitely needed another spark out there, especially. They're lucky they were playing the Liberty, who I think are an up and coming team for sure. They got a lot of nice pieces there, but they're still not ready against a veteran team like the Merc, and they need a DT out there for sure.
Seattle is Sunday, right? So the rivalry with the Storm continues. They head up to Seattle. It's a 4-5 matchup, I believe, and that will be a true test. I think that's one that you need DT to get a win there in Seattle.
I mean, they've already beat Seattle without DT. So they beat them once at home by, I think, double digits too. So they can do it. They can do it without DT. But obviously, if you have the GOAT, it makes things a little easier.
Well, and on the road in Seattle, that is a heck of a credit. You have the X Factor credit. Seattle's a pretty dedicated WNBA fan base as well. So we will keep you updated on the Mercury playoff run as it continues, and maybe if it continues beyond Sunday, we'll have another player or coach on to talk about what that journey is like for them. But we're going to spend last Friday we talked fashion. This Friday we're talking gambling. We're going to talk the best Suns bets. Are we bringing in the man behind the Mac, Shane Diefenbach, to talk about this? Are we really giving the mustache some time on the program?
Yep.
All right. I guess we'll do it. This is Gerald and Shane. We need you to take us to school here on a Friday and teach us a little bit more about gambling and what we should be looking at with this upcoming Sun season that may make sense from a betting standpoint.
Sure. I think let's let Shane go first so we can go through some of the basics and the DraftKings stuff, and then we'll get to my son's bet. So, Shane, why don't you walk us through for the beginner levels?
Yeah, let me open my app real quick so I can follow along.
All right. So the main thing you're going to see are spreads and money lines. And the only difference between those two is if you're taking the money line, you're taking the team to just win. Mm-hmm. If you're taking the spread, there's an underdog and a favorite. The favorite is minus points. The underdog is plus points. So if the Suns were favored in a game by 5, they would be minus 5. So to win a spread bet at minus 5, the Suns would need to be more to win by more than 5. And then the vice versa goes for the underdog. They would have to lose by less than 5 or win the game. So that's basically what you're going to see in terms of betting on games.
Are you camera shy right now?
You said the mustache thing, and you got me all nervous. So
I think you should definitely bring on your camera, because right now all people hear is sound coming from somewhere.
There he is.
I do think I look pretty good today. So
yeah. I love that it looks like you're calling in from prison with that. Because we have nothing behind that.
Live from Attica.
Okay, so basically, Shane, if a bet is plus, that means that it's probably going to be a better chance for a sneaky good bet.
Yeah.
If you like those odds, especially with something like teams futures or players futures, mm-hmm. where there's multiple options that you can bet on. So you're going to want to be looking for pluses yeah. instead of minuses.
So what I was looking at today is actually Monty Williams to win the coach of the year. Right now he's plus 1,100 on DraftKings, I believe. Mm-hmm. So if you put $100 in, you'd win $1,100. Yes. That's how you think of it with plus money. If somebody, if somebody's ever plus money, just if you bet $100, you're going to get how much that plus is. Mm-hmm. So Monty Williams to win coach of the year is plus 1,100, which is good value. The money line teams that are underdogs, instead of taking their spread at plus like five, you can take their money line at like plus 240, mm-hmm. bet $200 or bet $100, win 240.
Okay, I have a question regarding, and this is sure. this is definitely gambler 101. If I have those odds, I have plus 240, and I bet that $100, and I win that 240, I also get the $100 I bet back, right? So really. Yes. 340 shows up back in my account if I win that bet, correct?
Right. Yep. So it's a net gain of plus 240. Got it. Basically is what that means.
I know for some people that are just delving into this.
Oh yeah.
These are the kind of things that you're not 100% sure on.
And, oh yeah.
So, hi, that's me.
And that's kind of why I like the DraftKings app is when you put in whatever you're betting, whether it's $10, $25, it'll show you what your total payout is going to be. On yeah. top of that bet. So it's a nice way to look at it.
So when it shows you the total payout, that includes the bet or the money you put in already or you placed on that bet?
Yeah. So if you put in like $10 on DeAndre Ayton to win Defensive Player of the Year and it's plus 4,000, I think it is.
Yeah.
It'll show you that you're going to win 410. So that's your $10 plus the 400.
Okay.
That you're going to win for this bet. Gotcha. So.
Sorry. I had to ask the simple kind of things here. As well, so
it's a good question. So, I mean, we can talk about some of these good Suns bets because the Monty Williams one, Shane, was one that I wrote about in my article today as well. Because he, I mean, I think we all agree that he got jobbed last year for Coach of the Year. Like,
job is one way to put it.
Like that's a euphemism.
That's a kind way.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's the tied for the fourth best odds this year. And I feel like we've talked about this ad nauseum, like the West is wide open for the Suns. If they have the best or second best record in the NBA again this year, and nobody really kind of like impresses in that race, I feel like voters are going to be like, yeah, we kind of fucked up last year when Monty should have won. And then they went to the finals.
The make good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
possibly
some of these are kind of like overdue with awards. It's like, that guy was in the running last year. We should probably give it to him this year if he's still a relevant candidate. But
I think it probably depends on how, if there's a surprise in that West though, too, if a Chauncey Billups finds a way to get Portland, you know, up and running and they wind up in a top four, there could be a surprise like that. But I like what you're saying. And it's probably a smart bet with those odds to look at, you know, throwing a few shekels down on that.
Yeah.
I made that bet using one of my free bets that I got.
Shekels. Oh my
God. What would you like me to do?
Papa Esposito over here. Hey, shekels.
I'm upset that Chris Pratt got named Mario.
De Niro.
Hey, wow. It's a me, a Mario. I'm going to throw a few shekels down on the game. I can do that. I'm Italian.
You have any doubloons? Put them down.
Me and
doubloons.
me and Johnny call these tasty nuggets on our bet show, 12 p.m. at on Monday through Friday, by the way.
Plug.
One thing, yeah, thanks. One thing I do like to look into, just sprinkle like $10 on, is Cam Johnson is plus 6,000 for most improved player. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was interesting because both the Porter Juniors are the top two. And
yeah, no, that was another one that I had written down because there are a couple of Suns that have odds for most improved player. So
how can Michael Porter Jr. have odds to be most improved player when every Denver Nuggets fan just absolutely thinks he's the greatest thing of all time? They probably would love to give him MVP right now before the season even started.
It's because his back will be semi-healthy this year instead of not.
Gosh.
But Saul, this is the year he's going to start playing defense. It's going to happen.
This is it. Yeah.
This is the one.
By the way,
most improved, not defensively.
Yeah. on an NBA show like this, a Sun show, you can't call it tasty nuggets, Shane. I'm sorry.
No, yeah.
We've refrained from that, all right?
Yeah, that's fair.
So are we saying I should make that bet? Because I already made that bet.
I love Lindsay. Lindsay's like, I'm betting a mortgage over here.
Listen,
on the app.
I have five free bets right now. Mm-hmm. and I would like to use all of them today.
So use them all.
So should I put that one
bet,
on?
I bet the Monty. Yes.
No, I did the Monty already. I'm talking about Cam.
Okay. Hell yeah. So,
yeah, I do Cam as Cam, well.
I.
That's good odds because if he wins, that $25 payout's going to be like
$1,500.
So there you go. Word of caution on Cam because those are great odds. I won't deny that. I would go
shit all over the
place, I would go Mikal Bridges on that bet over Cam. Mikal Bridges is at plus 4,000.
That's not fun though. Hey,
it's not fun.
If you have two free bets, why not both?
Yeah, if you have two, you could do that. But I'm just saying for most improved player, if you look over the last decade, the guys that win that award typically make a big jump in the scoring column. I don't know if Cam Johnson in a bench role is going to do that. I feel like Mikal Bridges has a better chance of doing that.
Mikal Bridges, a $25 bet on Mikal Bridges is still a payout of $1,000.
Yeah.
So that's not a pretty good use of your
free bet.
But you know, $25 to make $1,000.
I did it.
I put $25 on DeAndre defensive player of the year.
That's a great bet, honestly. That's another one that I wrote about. And I think he was tied for the 14th best odds, which feels kind of low based on what he showed us in the playoffs. If he brings that every night and maybe an uptick in blocks, I really do feel like that's a pretty great bet. Like, a $10 bet's going to win you $410.
Well, $25 bet wins you $1,000.
Yes. That's why
Lindsay's just going to be rolling in the
thousands.
I just
did two of them.
Lindsay's going to have to remember she made these bets 10 months
from now. It'll say on your app.
Dude, you know how excited I would be if come the end of the season, all of a sudden I've got like $6,000 chilling right here? That would be the greatest thing ever.
Gerald, thank you for that. Thank you for that late September bet show. In April, I'm very rich now.
Yeah, I do think another one that's kind of underrated is Devin Booker for MVP. He's tied for the 11th best odds at plus 2,500. And, you know, it's a long shot bet, obviously, because you look at the guys in front of him. It's like Luka, Embiid, KD, Giannis. But I really do feel like this might be the year where Chris Paul takes a slight step back from the offense. Devin Booker gets more comfortable with his role on this team. He was 14th leading scorer last year, but I really do feel like he could increase his stats this year. And maybe if the Suns are at the top of the West again, you're talking about a potential dark horse MVP.
What's that plus 13,000 there for campaign?
That is
there?
Campaign for most improved player.
Fuck yeah, I'm doing it. Hells yeah.
Plus, should we do how that much?
13,000?
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm getting out the app now, too. Let's do this.
Yo, if you hit that.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah, I like stupid ass bets like that, man, because why not? Like, if it, just imagine if you hit,
that's a lot of money.
You'll be seeing that bet receipt on Twitter. Oh, I'll tell you that much right now.
Definitely.
Let's see how much it would be. A $25 bet on that is a $3,250 payout.
That ain't bad.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, I'll take it. I think I'll do that as well. So, so if I'm looking in the app again, let's play rudimentary gambler here.
Okay.
So I go to the NBA section and look at the futures bets.
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah. So you can look at team futures or player futures. We've mostly been doing player, but there are a couple of team ones we can talk about in a little bit too.
Well, why don't we get into that?
Three more bets, future? Gerald.
Lindsay's like, make me some money.
It's funny. Somebody just commented saying, Lindsay be like, show me the money, Jerry Maguire voice.
She's going to hold me personally responsible when her free bets don't hit. She's gonna come
I want
me.
You to give me my $25 that was never
you're
mine.
You're going to owe me $6,000 at the end of the season.
She's going to show up in the wolf coat at your house at night.
Yeah. So here's a question. So on my app, it keeps telling me cash out $10. What does that mean?
Because
this game hasn't even happened yet.
So cash out is usually used for during the game. Let's say you make a bet on an underdog and they're winning the game in the third quarter, you can cash out more money than you bet, and because they're trying to buy you out of the ticket, basically saying like, I'll take what I can win right now because I'm not confident that they're going to finish the game. So at any time during a game, not any time, but most of the time during the game, you can take out what the bet is basically worth at that point in the game.
And it pops up on your app as a bet slip, so that way you could just click on it and then boom, there it is. You could even put more money on it. Oh shit.
Yep. Live gambling, dangerous.
Oh my god.
This is
gonna be a problem right here.
But
because if U of A on Saturday keeps it close, all I need them to do is keep it close in the first half and I will get some major money. I might be like, oh my god, they're only down by 7 with like 5 minutes left to go, chances of them staying under 18 is pretty good. Let's throw another 25, 50 bucks on it.
That's why I really like this app, because it's so fast. And that's what you need for these live lines, like to cash out, because some apps are super slow. But the DraftKings app, it's nice. Updates so quick. I'm serious. I'm serious. It does. Yeah.
So I have a quote. Last night I was looking at, it may have even been the Mercury game, and it said that it was suspended, that you couldn't put money down. Does that happen when there's an injury that wasn't expected or something that shifts things? What causes
either that or there's that? a technical issue?
It usually happens when either the score has shifted really fast. This was live, I'd assume.
Yes.
Yeah, it usually happens when the score has shifted really fast. There's an undisclosed injury or sometimes it's technical or the odds makers just don't know what the odds are at that point.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense. Cool. I thought I just didn't know how to use my app. So it's good to know.
Well, speaking of using the app.
Oh, you want me to do the read?
All you have to do is just say gambling
problem. Use that
problem?
DraftKings app.
Gambling problem, 21 and over?
Look.
Because this whole thing was a DraftKings app.
Look, I was, okay. I thought Gerald might have a few more.
Though, if you guys haven't signed up for DraftKings and use the code PHNX, you absolutely need to, because all these bets that I'm placing right now are free bets. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't have to, like, put in really any money. Mm-hmm. I put in $50 the other day because it was that no-brainer bet, and I won $50. So that's just chilling in my account. But I've only won $50 so far, and I have all these free bets that might hopefully make me like $6,000 at the end of the season.
Yes. Fast, easy, reliable, secure. Those aren't just random words I'm saying. Those are actual things. About
that was his, that was his dating pitch to his wife.
Oh no.
That's for you, sweetheart, if you're watching at home.
But look, fast, easy, reliable, secure.
Come on, baby. That is not a bad thing.
Okay.
Fast, I don't know.
Depends on the way that you're taking it. If you got a dirty mind, maybe yes, but fast
that's
has been like
everybody
if I ask
it,
you to take out the trash and you do it right away, that's a great reason. I don't think that's what the people at home were thinking.
I don't think that's
what anybody was thinking.
I'm just trying to help you out, Espo. I'm on your side today.
Thank you. He ran a great 40. That's what we were all thinking. Yes.
I was a sprinter back in high school. Anyways, DraftKings, the app. Use the code PHNX. And you can get $150 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 on any football game this weekend. That's how Lindsay is getting so many of these Suns futures bets in right now, is thanks to that sweet, sweet $150 that you get free for using the code. And look, the same game parlays. This is something that they're doing this weekend on NFL games where you can get refunded up to $25 if you lose a same game parlay. But Shane, can you let the listeners know? They've heard me talk about same game parlays, but what does that actually mean?
I'm addicted to them. They're so fun. So basically, in the NFL terms, when you're betting on a single NFL game, so everybody, if you don't know what a parlay is multiple picks combined to boost the odds, like the money line, blah, blah, blah. So in the same game, you can bet on a team to win, over under points, and like a player to rush for a certain amount of yards. And there's many different props you can do with players, and you combine all of those in the same game for one parlay, and the odds are boosted like crazy. And the insurance, you can do it risk-free the first time. It's so fun. Be careful, you'll get addicted. Trust me.
I did an eight item parlay for the Cardinals game with that $25.
Wait, how many items can you go up to? Like, what's the minimum and what's the max?
I don't know. I know you can go up to eight at least.
Yeah. I know some places you can go 16. Oh, wow. I would assume that DraftKings has the ability to probably go that high.
You can
kind of insanity to go that high, but you know, hey, some people are like, you know what? I want a huge payout.
I'm trying to retire.
It's kind of like winning the lottery,
right?
I guess.
If it's a free $25 to put on it, you might as well roll the dice.
For $25, you might win $75,000 back.
And then have your hair fall out as you're waiting for that 16th thing to happen.
God, could you imagine the stress and anxiety in that moment?
Yeah, but
and
could you imagine the pleasure and the excitement afterwards?
I mean, true.
Hey, 21 and over, joke, Arizona only, gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit.
Glass half full, glass half empty.
$1 wager required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details.
So I have a question.
Sure.
Do you have any bets that are not at the end of the season, like futures bets, but like in the next few months?
So most of the futures bets are going to be like end of season stuff.
Right.
But you, once the season starts, you'll be able to bet on games. You'll be able to do single game parlays with different Sun stuff for each game. But yeah, most of these futures bets are going to be like end of season.
So,
and there's also specials too, within the app as well. They're always providing specials. So there might be something that pops up in the middle of the season that says, hey, you know, for this month, if Devin Booker averages at least 30 points a game, you could win up to X amount of dollars.
Saul's just doing the work for DraftKings right now.
I wasn't even a gambler until this whole thing happened, and now I got a problem.
Now I'm in trouble. Are we going to do 1-800
next step? All right.
What? Are we going to do a side bet with our friends in Denver for the first game of the season?
Oh, we have to.
A side bet, huh?
I mean, we should, right?
Yeah.
I'm a little scared.
It's a little, dicey.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not scared because I know we're going to beat the brakes off of them in game number one. But should we lose, that would be something kind of like,
Okay, so for that game, should I take, what is this? It says spread, total, or money line. Which one is the best one to do? Or
I think you should wait a little bit closer.
Make sure nobody's hurt before the season starts.
But she's got to spend that money right now. That's why she's asking.
Yeah.
Well, if you're looking for other futures bets, you'll have to wait, obviously, for the payout for these. But I do like that you can bet on different finals matchups.
Okay.
So, like, if we're convinced that the Suns are going to make the finals, that they're going to win the West, you look at some of the individual matchups. If you bet on Suns Nets, that's plus 1,400. If you bet on a finals rematch from last year, that's plus 5,000 just right there. So, like, I mean, I think we would agree the Nets are probably the favorite in the East, but, like, I wouldn't sleep on that Suns Bucks rematch. And if you put down $100 on Suns Bucks
having to root for Milwaukee the entire playoffs, that might be too much for me to handle.
That's true. Or you could go with something completely off the wall like Suns Hawks, which is plus 12,000.
Yes.
What's Wizards Kings? What can I get on a Wizards Kings?
We need to take your app away from you.
Okay, so this one has
what was that comment, Shane?
Team CD first.
Lindsay's going to need to call the gambling hotline by the end of the season.
There's a good possibility. If I can truly grasp all of this by mid-season, I'll probably be super.
For those of you who don't know, Lindsay is definitely an entrepreneur. So if she can make some money, she's going to try and make that money.
Yeah. I'm also very like frugal. Mm-hmm. I like to say smart. Maybe with my money. So I'm not trying to make a bad bet.
Sure enough.
Right.
Hold on. I want to know who's trying to make a bad bet.
I'm not saying it's a bad bet, but like even the campaign, like that's, what is it? What did we say? $13,000?
It's highly unlikely, but the payout is.
If it was a free bet, I would absolutely do it. If it was my $25, I'd be like, maybe not.
Go ahead,
Shane. Espo, your Kings Wizards matchup is plus 100,000.
Excuse me. Will I go bet some Kings Wizards NBA Finals?
$25 for 25 grand, baby.
That's
250 grand.
Oh my God.
Riding the Bradley Beal train.
It was 25 grand.
Math. Not any of our strong suits.
No, it was my strong suit because I was like, wait, it takes $100 to win $100,000. Dividing by four, that's 25.
I was giving you credit.
I'm not used to
that. Got anything else for us, Gerald?
I mean, if you're uncomfortable betting on specific finals matchups because it is hard to get both teams right, and you could just do Suns to win it all at plus 1,700, that's not – I mean, it's a bet of faith for sure, but I feel like we all have faith that they will win the West. So,
What are the odds that it'll be a East versus West team? Can I get those odds? Jared's sitting there.
I'm like over here looking at my computer. Like,
can I find it? Hold on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you just can't trust anything he says.
What do you guys?
Fast, easy, reliable, secure.
What do you guys think the over under would be set on for each episode of Espo saying sweet, sweet?
That's got to be minus 500, probably.
No, the over-under, like how many times he says it.
Oh, three.
In an episode or in the entire season?
In an episode.
I'm putting it at 2.5.
I'm hammering the over.
Okay, don't make fun of me. Can somebody explain over-under to me like I'm 12?
So if we think, if the over is at 2.5, or if the line is at 2.5, and I think he's going to say more than 2.5 times, sweet, sweet, like three, then I would take the over.
Okay. Right.
So that means I think he's going to say it at least three times or more.
And they're set at a half, so you don't have a push, right?
Yeah, because he can't say it 2.5 times.
I could, sweet.
He'd be like, sweet, sweet, sweet,
saying,
sweet, sweet,
you could,
sweet.
Right? Technically.
We found a way to beat the under over.
Oh, man.
Sticking it to those odds makers. There's always an angle, right?
Gotcha. Oh,
boy. I'm interested in like these game props. Those sound kind of fun.
Okay. Like which ones are you looking at?
I mean, it just seems fun. Yeah. It's like race to 10 points in the first quarter, race to 15 points, all those kind of things.
There's usually no rhyme or reason to those, but they are fun because you could randomly hit because you're randomly cheering for a team to score 10 points in the first 5 minutes of a game. So
I feel like it would be easier for me to cheer for a different team if it was just like 10 points.
It's like, you know, the way I look at this is like, there's all types of gambling that you can do within the sportsbook app, right? Mm-hmm. And some people like to play the blackjack. Some people like to play roulette. Some people like to just play penny slots. Yeah. And I feel like that is kind of like a penny slot kind of deal where there's so many of them and you could play, but you're never going to really win big. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to, you know, you're just doing it to have fun.
You'll hit on them occasionally.
You're betting on cricket, which is basically the equivalent of less than a penny slot. It's like playing a penny slot over at Circus Circus.
Do not besmirch my favorite Knight Riders, all right? The Calcutta Knight Riders are my team, and you will not besmirch them.
We were just talking about the fact that one of his buddies was talking about how he brings kind of like an old school or traditional kind of thing to it. He was like, "Do I sound old?" And I was like, "No, today you definitely sound old.
You got my head.
I feel like Abe Vigoda is sitting right next to me at 85 years old.
God damn you, Saul, for getting in my head.
You knave.
You scallywag.
Jesus Christ.
We've killed Shane. I don't know what
the heck. 19 to 34 demographic is dead on this show right now.
Just lean into it. It's fine. Just lean into it. I suppose it's okay.
I got to bring my sweater vest for you next week.
It'll be really fun because Gerald and I will share like awkward looks at each other like, what is he saying?
His pipe.
Once the boomers figure out how to access this YouTube link, our viewership's going to be off the charts.
Sun City is going to be lit.
Also, if you are tuning in from Sun City, we love you.
We do love
we
you.
We really, really
very,
do.
Very
you
are older than also, jokes. I am so proud of you.
Look, if you're older than 34 and watching this, please stay tuned. It's not just for the youngins, all right?
It's just not.
We'll have our Metamucil ad later, I promise, okay?
Oh, my God.
You're such an ageist.
I'm an ageist.
Man.
Next time, Gerald, you got anything else for us?
No.
Before we
I'm
need
done,
to move
man.
On.
Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you guys about some really cool things that are going on at gophnx.com.
Yes. Best bet you
Let's
can
do
make.
That.
The best bet you
Absolutely.
Can make.
Absolutely.
Gerald gave way more information in an article today about these bets. So if you would like to read that, all you have to do is become a member. Mm-hmm. And you can become a member today. And also get a voucher for a free t-shirt from our locker.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
And we've got some really cool ones in there. If you are already a member, then you have definitely already read Gerald's article. But you can get 20% off all Cardinals merchandise in our locker.
Mm-hmm.
So some really fun things going over on gophnx.com. So check it out. And also, wherever you are listening to this podcast from, or watching from, if you're joining us from YouTube, be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications so that you never miss an episode of the PHNX Suns podcast.
Yeah, smash that like button.
5 stars, please, as well.
Now, understand this. There's a difference between rating and reviewing. You got to do both, right? Mm-hmm. So you can rate us, which is hopefully it's a 5-star for you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the Sun City demographic is going to give me a 2-star. I get that.
They can't figure out the
ratings.
That's
fair.
Don't
See?
Worry.
Jesus Christ, Espo. I was trying to be nice.
They're trying to set up their iCloud.
Then you can leave a review. Then you can leave a review, which will probably say Saul and Espo can go fuck themselves, which is completely fair to them.
Or
it'll be a grocery list. That's what it
We love you, Sun City.
Okay, but those are really funny when they happen on Facebook, like where they're searching for something. That's so precious.
Hey, trust me. You know what? Everybody that follows us and has followed the show and emails us, like, we have nothing but love for everybody, for sure. So.
Seriously, I am mentally in the 70 to 80 year old demographic, so I'm right there with you. We love you, Sun City, if you're watching. So, but by the way, if you want Gerald's thought process uninterrupted by dumb jokes, yeah, read his articles, because that's yes, where you can actually get the full Gerald effect. And it's, you know, I always feel bad because we wind up stepping on his great thoughts here on the program to say something dumb. So if you want those great thoughts in written form, go phnx.com.
Yep, absolutely. So a little birdie told me something really cool today.
Oh,
what's that?
We have a super special announcement to make.
Hey, oh, hell yeah. Yeah, we do. Absolutely do.
Mm-hmm. We do.
You got that ready to go, Shane?
Yeah,
let's do it, baby.
We do. Yeah. Look at that. The Sunny Awards are coming to PHNX.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's October 5th
at 7 p.m. right here. It's a Tuesday night. There ain't anything going else. There's nothing else going on, I should say.
Proper English.
Let me work those words.
We did check that there's not a preseason game, right?
There's no preseason game. We're good to go. October 5th, the Sunny Awards. For those of you who don't know what the Sunny Awards are, let us enlighten you. It is kind of, you know, the genius behind it is Brandon. That's
Zona Hoops.
Zona Hoops, yeah. And he does awards for everybody on Sun's social media. He basically calls out who he thinks is the MVP, who he thinks is the best Twitter account, racks and stacks. He has a first team, second team, all media team, and all this other stuff. So he's very active in the Suns community. He started doing this a couple years ago. It was written only. And then actually he was on your guys' show when you were with the Suns last season to talk about some of the things that he was going to be presenting as well. And, you know, a lot of people really, really took to the Sunny Awards. Mm-hmm. So we're super excited to be able to bring him on and do this. This is a 1 hour event. Hell it yeah. is going to be black tie, and here we go.
What? Yes. Oh, nobody told what? Me
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's black tie because I'm not on the show, so fuck them.
I'm more excited. I'm the only person that got more excited with that.
Gerald's like, finally, my clothes are coming in.
Hell yeah.
Go to the dry cleaner.
Evening gown, can I wear one of those?
You can wear whatever you would like, right, buddy.
Good enough.
If you want to wear an evening gown,
Maybe I'll have some fun with what. Maybe there'll be wardrobe changes.
When you said evening gown, I thought like Peter Pan, like nightgown, like Geppetto.
That's pajamas, dude. That is pajamas.
It's a dressing gown.
Oh, that's a dressing gown.
Evening gown. Oh. You mean like my muumuu? Like, no.
Hey, don't knock a muumuu. Oh,
I knew you had a muumuu.
Lindsay,
I just knew you had a muumuu.
And I'm the old one.
You know, when I picked up Lindsay to go to the Mercury game yesterday, I didn't go up to her door because I was like, what if she's still on her muumuu? I don't want to do that.
Listen, muumuus have made a comeback, okay?
And there was a time when you were like,
no, I'm dead serious. There's literally a brand called Show Me Your Muumuu, and it's like gorgeous dresses. It's oh just gosh, like a different vibe now.
Show me your
anyway,
muumuu.
Anyway, back to
that sounds like a fake ad we'd make up for this program.
Show me your muumuu.
Safe,
I cannot help if y'all aren't up to date on the fashion, okay?
Oh my God.
I cannot help how you feel.
It's been 7 days since the fashion episode. Did you forget that none of us are really up on fashion?
I'm up on fashion all the time. What are you talking about?
Okay, anyway.
Back to the Sunnies
Awards.
I'm a one-time Sunny really recipient. I'm very excited.
I'm too.
I'm not a two-time Emmy winner, but I'm a one-time Sunny recipient.
I think I got more excited about winning something from the Sunnies than I did over the Emmys.
I made the media list last year, so I'll take that. Yeah. Even though I technically wasn't media, so that's even more impressive. I snuck in, I guess.
So. I have not won an Emmy or a Sunny, so...
Okay. You were nominated,
though, right, for one? No. Oh, yeah, for an Emmy.
All right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you, I do genuinely really enjoy the Sunnies Awards because sometimes, especially last year, the first time I was like really introduced to it, there were so many people on that list who I was like, wait, hold on. Mm-hmm. How did I not know about this
person? Yeah, for sure.
And then I started following them and I'm like, you mean to tell me I've been missing out on this content like this whole time?
There's a lot of people like that.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that he's able to find really cool people who bring different types of content to the table that we all get to enjoy and consume. And plus, like, I think if you're, like, we've talked about this, like, even with the Timeline Pod and just a whole bunch of other people, right? Like, if you're willing to put in the work to create some really cool content around your favorite team for your team's community to engage with and enjoy. Like, kudos to you.
That's
you
know, what this is about.
That's exactly what this is all about. That's the one thing that I think, like, I'm so proud that we are attempting to do this, because I feel like there are too many Suns people out there that people don't know about. Yes. You know what I mean? And the one vibe that you will always see here at PHNX is that we aren't going to dog anybody else out in terms of like other media members or other podcasts or whatever. We feel like those people are like great assets to the Suns community, and we want to pump them up. Mm-hmm. Hell, we're going to have some of them on our show from time to time. Like, we don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. We just want to support the Suns community. That's what we're here for.
That's with a PH.
Yeah. Yes. Right. I think I've said F, the F word.
I should have taken the over.
Yes. It was definitely it was 5.5. Yeah.
We need to start having secret lines for our shows that each of us don't know about. That people can like
and
guess,
what we'll do, listen. Know?
That's Shane's job right there. Will set the under over for things.
Each week, well, we might be poor by the end of the season. Maybe it's every other week. Each week we'll bring in like $5 or something, and we'll put it in an envelope, and whoever wins the most of those secret bets at the end of the week gets to take it home.
And since I can't even see the board right now, Shane, you could put the over under measurables in the chat. People could just look, and then they could count themselves. Mm-hmm. Look at that. See? Interactive here.
This is why we don't need production meetings. We can figure it out on air.
That's it. We can even have a jar right here for a swear jar, because we should be bringing that over anyway, because that costs way too much.
Can I take home that swear jar?
Look,
I put it all on campaign to win.
There you go. And then I'll split it with you guys.
There you go.
Perfect.
Deal?
Easy. Perfect.
But shout out to Zona Hoop Brandon, who has been the mastermind behind this, put in a lot of hard work over the years, putting in a lot of hard work for this. We saw what he was doing and saw that, you know, he was asking, you know, hey, if anybody can help with editing and stuff. And we thought, you know, let's help out. We love this, so we might as well offer that help and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to have him in studio doing this, you know, interacting with the people who will win some of these Sunnies, some of the people that will lose some of these Sunnies. It'll be great, you know, and fun to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a tremendously fun event from top to bottom for a full hour. So please join us.
Mm-hmm. October 5th at 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m.
Put it in your calendars now, people.
Yeah. And we'll be pumping that all next week as well. So
I was going to say, we'll pump the crap out of it between now and the 5th. Yeah. Don't you worry. You'll know exactly when it is and what time it is, because we will keep you all in the know. We've got our DraftKings lock of the week, our bet of the week, our pick of the week, however you want to call it. And Saul, I think you have...
Oh,
the honor.
Hold on. Let me open my app.
I actually mentioned
it. I got a few more.
I actually mentioned it earlier. Now, I know there's going
to
be a lot of people out there that are like, oh, no, I'm not a U of A guy. That's fine. This is all about money. I'm trying to win you some money. And our lock of the week is Arizona as a 17.5 point underdog in the first half against Oregon. I like that. I'm taking the under. I'm taking Arizona to not lose by more than 17.5 points
in the first half.
I don't know how to make this
now
bet.
Full transparency, I think they're going to get obliterated in the game by at least 40, but not in the first half.
But it won't be that fast.
No, it won't be that fast. It'll
the
be a slow
half will
it'll
be slow
it'll be a
painful.
Slow bleed. It's like kind of like when you cut your leg and then you stick your finger in there and then all of a sudden you just rip your leg open.
What?
Has that happened to you?
It actually
size?
Has. It actually has right here.
Oh my God.
Right here. I did this right here. I had a little 1 inch, or like it was like two, maybe 2 centimeters.
Oh my God.
I cut my leg on the edge of a car, and then I stuck my finger in there, and I ripped my leg open, and blood everywhere, and I passed out.
That's the sanitary way to go about.
I was 8 years old.
Oh, well, you need to mention that part of the story.
Espo, I was 8 years old. I was a young man up in Mayer, Arizona. Okay.
Oh, then, boy. Then that's fine.
Yes,
I will give 8 year old.
That's
you a
why
pass.
I said what I said.
Look, ouch. I don't even know if I trust U of A at 17.5 in the first
they
half.
They were embarrassed so bad against NAU. I just feel like they're going to come out with their hair on fire for a half until they realize, oh shit, we're not as good as these guys at all.
It's Oregon in Oregon.
What is Oregon ranked? Are they ranked?
Three.
oh my God.
Exactly. That is the exact reaction I was looking for.
I mean,
for.
Oregon, oh come on God. Now. You can't
so
tell
you're telling me I shouldn't make this bet?
Hey, what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is that Oregon just beat Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're like, we're not worried about U of A at all. I feel like there's going to be a little complacency, and I think U of A is going to come out and they're going to play hard. They're going to play hard. Now, if they can keep it within 17 points, I think they're going to, they'll be less than 17.
Are you expecting them to play their third stringers in the first half?
Actually, the third string quarterback is probably going to be the starting quarterback.
Okay. Then maybe. Okay. Maybe there's a chance.
He's mobile. He can run. He played pretty well in the two drives that he had last week. Almost won the game for him. Like, be all right.
Well, if you want to trust Saul, which I'm not 100% sure you should, but you can with his pick of the week.
Well,
book
listen,
it with Bookman.
If you sign up and use code PHNX, it's a free bet anyway. So there you may as well wing it and see if you can win some money.
That's right. Okay. I bet $10, and if I win, I win $110. Okay. Why not?
Now Lindsay's just stealing the line. I don't have to.
I mean, I'm just in on this game now. I'm invested a lot here.
See, I'm all in on this DraftKings thing, Espo. Get off the read. It's mine now. Yeah, PHNX, use that code, $1 on any football game, $150 in free bets that you can spend on Saul's pick if you so choose.
Pick of the week.
Pick of the week. We're going to play a new game to wrap up the week because, you know, as if we – it's not like we've been on topic a lot today, so why not just wrap it up with another kind of thing that isn't fully on topic. It's a new game called Rank and File, where the premise is simple. I'm going to give you five things. You're going to have to rank it 5 through 1. It doesn't always have to be Suns related, but in most cases it will be. And our first one, in honor of Sophie Cunningham, is going to be the top 5 Suns 3-point shooters of all time. We pre-rank these because, as we learned from Blank Space Baby, when you do it in real time, there's awkward pauses that doesn't make for good podcasting. So we pre-ranked these. Let's throw it up on the screen for the top 3-point shooters. You could choose from Barbosa, Marley, Dudley, Nash, or Wes Person. And you can see the list up there. Gerald, you went Marley 5, Barbosa 4, Dudley 3, Person 2, Nash 1. What was the thinking in your ranking?
So, I mean, Nash is like the king of Suns 3-point shooting. He's like the all-time leader. Like, his 3-point percentage is insane. So he was a clear pick at number 1. Wes Person didn't play for the Suns that long. I think it was only like 3 seasons. But he was like a 41% shooter. So the guy was a sniper. I know Marley last is going to be controversial. But like,
yeah, because you had Dudley 3.
He was like a career 36% shooter from 3.
Yeah,
like
he's benefited, not even on the top 10.
His reputation benefited from being like ahead of his time in terms of being a 3-point
of range because of range.
But he only shot less than 36% for his career. Sure. That's like below average in NBA.
But
today.
He also had one of the most epic playoff performances of all time from 3, and that dude was the first one to step back like 10 feet behind the line and not give a fuck and shoot threes.
Well, and he made 800 in his career, which is the second most in Suns history.
He also shot the second most. So.
But that's part of why people so fondly remember him. Yeah. In a time where people weren't infatuated with the three,
yeah,
he shot a lot.
He was ahead of his time, I'll give him that. But I'm saying if we're ranking 3-point shooters, I'm putting Marley last out of that group.
That's fair. I mean, obviously
Dudley just doesn't feel like a solid 3-point shooter to me. Like,
Dudley's
just
percentage
like,
was great.
Percentage,
yeah.
Sure, like, cool. And, but I'm just not a fan.
Well, he has the 8th most made 3-pointers in Suns history.
He's 5th on the career 3-point percentage list for the Suns behind Wes Person. Steve Nash is number 2. Do you know who number 1 is? He's only played here for one season. Cameron Payne, number 1 at 45%.
That doesn't
in his son's career.
If he keeps it up, he can be the all time leader, and I'm not going to complain.
He probably won't.
He
That'd
won't.
Be real impressive.
But I'm okay if he does. I'm not going to complain.
Yeah.
Lindsay, why don't you share your list?
I mean, mine was pretty similar to, well, at least the theory and the thought process behind it was obviously Nash and Person's 1 and 2 based on made 3-point shots and percentage. And then the bottom 3 was a mix of the stats and just who I like the best. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest. I just kind of was like, I really like, okay, but Barbosa and Marley are like 1A and 1B there because they're both really really good dudes. And that's not to say Jared Dudley isn't. Hmm. I just really liked my time that I got to spend with Leandro. He was a sweet baby angel.
We like, you can't be mad at him.
We finally sweet got a sweet baby angel drop.
Yeah. And then didn't he have a little meet meet
yes, he did.
Thing? Yeah. I loved that. I thought that was cute that like that was his thing.
Yeah.
So I put Barbossa at 3, Marley at 4, and Dudley at 5.
Espo?
I think it's fair. Yeah. I went Barbossa 5, Dudley 4, Marley 3, West Person 2, Nash 1. There's no argument that Steve Nash was the best, and it's the thing, and he's even said it, if he had shot more of those during the 7 seconds or less era, that's a different offense. I mean, it was amazing the way it was, but if he let it fly like some of the current guards that had his shooting prowess, that would have been something else. So tough to argue Nash. We all, I mean, in the end, we all wind up with the same
top
one
two.
And two in it, so really it's 3 through 5, you argue. Marley is probably just because I'm a child of the 90s, having him at 3 and fondly remembering those shots and some of the big three-pointers he hit. The one against the Lakers comes to mind that he hit. So, you know, and Dudley and Barbossa to me are really interchangeable at that 4-5 spot. And, you know, Dudley, as we talked about, had the good percentage. Barbossa was fun to watch. I think Barbossa actually made more than Dudley as a son. I just there's something about Dudley corner threes that I always enjoyed. So
he had a good celebration. He was fun.
Yeah, I mean, obviously one and two are the same as everybody else's. And then Marley, Barbossa, Dudley for me 3, 4, 5. The reason why I put Marley in there is just because he did it in big games. You know, he came through in the clutch when they needed him. On several occasions, and that's why I put Marley at 3. Barbossa, kind of the same thing. You know, he was a key contributor to that 7 seconds or less team, and he could hit that corner three like nobody's business. And then Dudley was just there because I had to pick Dudley.
Because he was on the list of
five.
Well,
yeah.
If it makes you feel good, Saul, Rick says you got it right.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you.
Rick, obviously not calling in from or texting in from Sun City. So, two things I found interesting on the all-time three-point made list. Devin Booker's already 3 in 6 seasons. Mikal Bridges in 3 seasons is already the 15th most made threes in Suns history.
Yep.
Cam Johnson, 25th in his 2 seasons.
These dudes are going to climb fast.
I think it tells you how different the game is now and how predicated it is on threes. Next on our rank and file, we're going to rank the top nicknames in Suns history. Let's take a look at those. It was Elliot Perry, Chris Paul, Charles Barkley, Sean Marion, and Connie Hawkins nicknames that we had to select from.
What are you laughing at?
Socks at number 2.
That is so high for an article of clothing.
That's just clothes.
Lindsay, do you want to share your list so the listeners know why Saul's mocking you?
Okay, because, all right, so.
Go ahead, Beanie.
I will. Thank you very much. Chris Paul and Connie Hawkins, first of all, it's not even like a – it's just a part of their name. So it's like, say, calling me Linz is my nickname. Like, that's not a true nickname.
We established that your
opinion.
Nickname is 2 times, so yeah. I don't know what.
Right.
She doesn't know who she's sitting next to, right? What is my nickname is just S-O. The first 4 letters of my last name.
It's basically just an abbreviation of your name. Yes. At that point, it's not like a full-blown nickname in my book, right? So they're not, I'm not saying I dislike them, but.
The one I take
the Matrix is obviously first because it's a great nickname.
Fantastic nickname.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, that's awesome. My beef with Round Mound of Rebound is I think it's mean, okay?
But he embraced it. If the person embraces it,
Still doesn't matter. It's mean. I guarantee you that nickname came from a place of being mean before he embraced it.
But it wasn't
making fun of yourself before other people make fun of you.
No, but it wasn't because he was fat, because he wasn't fat.
Yes, well, he was.
Barkley?
In Auburn?
He was big boned.
Yeah. Oh, big boned. That's where he got it.
I'm telling you, if you ever saw him in person, you wouldn't think he was a fat guy.
But that's what I'm saying is that regardless if he was actually overweight or just overweight for an athlete, and I'm air quoting all of this, right? If you're listening, I still just think it's mean. Like, he obviously was a great basketball player. Like, why do you even need to comment on his physical appearance? If he's able to do the things he's able to do, then let him be whatever he feels comfortable in his body.
Was because his head was round.
I think it stemmed because he was so, especially in his Philly days, he was so fast. Like, when he got in transition, people were surprised that a guy of his build was
built like a bowling ball. He's 6'4".
And he made it. He turned that negative, because clearly I think you think it's a negative.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's mean.
To a positive, and he made it authoritative.
Right. Like, and listen,
like the round mound of rebound, and it's like, holy shit. Okay, cool.
And that's cool. I like that part of it. I just think it's mean. And plus, socks is fun. Who doesn't love a good pair of socks?
That's me.
Just an article of clothing.
I hate socks.
Well, I can't with you.
I hate socks.
I'm not on your team anymore.
I hate socks so much.
Matrix is the clear number one. And, yes. And the reason why Espo put round mound to rebound number one is beyond me. Because that's not – it's okay. It's more of like a – hey, everybody step up to the circus and see the round mound of rebound.
You put it second. It's not like you put it fourth or fifth. We're splitting hairs here. Like, literally, our one and two is just flip-flop. And you're like, I can't believe Espo. How dare he put it?
I can't.
Your nickname that you have won and everybody else has won is based on a movie that was popular at one point there.
It was because of the unknown, the versatility of the Matrix.
Do kids have any clue what that means in reference to Sean Marion now?
No, it doesn't.
But
it doesn't
the round matter. Mound of rebound, if you hear that, you know what you're looking for. You're looking for a guy that's round that can rebound, all right?
I mean, if you just say the Hawk, like, unless you're talking specifically to a Suns fan, are they going to know you're talking about Connie Hawkins?
No, they're probably going to think Titans. DC, the hero, but
Hawk and Dove.
Hawk and Dove, yeah, exactly.
Why socks last as opposed to CP3? CP3 is just so unoriginal.
Because I like it. It just flows. CP3 socks is literally just an article of clothing. Like
CP3 is his initials and a number.
If I wear the same pair of jeans every single day, are you guys just gonna call me jeans?
I don't know if you wore jeans.
No, but if you wore knee high socks playing in the NBA, I would call you socks for sure.
But that's just such an old fashioned, like, it's like, hey, socks, like
GB4 is sick. I'm gonna start calling them GB4.
Connor's on my team. Connor said bad.
So we got
socks,
two
so time. Thank you, Connor.
Espo. GB4. I don't know what the hell my name is. So
wait, GB4?
It. So yeah. We're not going with the G spot.
Where's the four from? What did I miss?
He's the fourth.
No, we're not going with the G spot, Gerald.
We're not going with the G spot then. All right.
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
No. You don't want me to you don't want me to shout down the street when you're walking away from me. Hey, G spot, come here.
I can't find you.
Somebody help me. I've lost the G spot. Did you really want that nickname?
No, I don't want that nickname.
Okay, so GB4.
Gerald's like, please, no, for the love of God, stop.
Glutton for punishment over here.
Just call me Socks.
All right, let's go to the next list. Let's go to the next list before the show ends, because this is going to bring on some hate rain.
Oh, yep.
The final one is
Saul's nickname is Salty Saul, according to Sean.
Yes.
Best condiments, what we could pick from was Pico, hot sauce, ketchup, ranch, and sour cream. I'll go with mine first. All right. Ketchup is five, right?
What?
Ketchup is a lazy man's marinara sauce.
Oh,
if you're going to eat ketchup, put some damn spice in
boo
it.
Boo that man.
Eat it with some noodles.
Where's
and do
your
it
boo button?
Right.
Why'd you clap
you
that shit,
ketchup?
Shane?
Because I agree.
Ketchup doesn't go
on
spaghetti.
Hey, Shane's not allowed to interject effects based on his opinion.
No,
this is unfair.
Shane, you interject whatever you want, whenever you want, until it goes against me, and then we'll have a problem. But look, ketchup is just disgusting.
Good God.
Like, it's a base to something
else. What is wrong with your life right now? That's why you're so bitter, is because you don't have ketchup in your life.
Okay, you know
what? I thought it was relish on
you. You need some relish on your hot dog, but you need ketchup on everything else.
We do share
ketchup on a burger.
Can we put the rest of the list back up there? So I'll
first of all, if you put ranch at number one, you are
out of here,
you're
Saul.
A homicidal
go
maniac.
Go home, Saul.
Ranch.
Ranch is number two.
Did you say homicidal maniac?
Yes.
Ranch can go anywhere. Look, hot sauce was four on my list.
How
but
is Pico number five?
No,
yo?
Pico was
for
a
me?
Was
everybody. Yeah,
no,
you're two.
Okay,
Pico two for me.
Regular salsa, I will do any day of the week.
Yes,
Pico.
It depends on who makes the Pico, though.
If it's quality,
that's fair,
because
I'll put Pico on my fries before you see me put ketchup anywhere.
Lindsay,
near it.
You said you like Sonoran hot dogs. They put Pico on Sonoran
hot
dogs.
Yes, I am very aware, but like I, for me personally, with most places, not every place, but a lot of times I feel like Pico is too liquidy. So when they stick Pico in my burrito, then all of a sudden it's just dripping.
I completely agree.
I would rather have basic chopped tomatoes, cilantro, and onions, not in a Pico type style. Like if I'm going to an actual taco shop, I'm not getting Pico. I'm getting cilantro and white onions.
True. Okay. True.
That's
true,
fair.
True.
So yes, that's Pico fair. Is at the end for me because I would rather just have that. Those condiments.
How is hot sauce not number one for everybody? Hot sauce is the greatest condiment of all time.
It depends on what kind of hot sauce.
Exactly.
Because I'm thinking just like Frank's like hot sauce or like.
Who hurt you?
Or like Tapatio. Like that's what I'm thinking when I think hot sauce. How often do you put hot sauce on stuff other than like burritos and tacos?
Every day.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on who you're talking to, but like hot sauce can literally go on almost anything.
Yes.
Like a hamburger.
Anything
you're not going to put hot sauce
can pretty much go on anything.
You could.
Why
you put
would
on
you
popcorn.
Do that? You wouldn't put hot sauce.
Yep.
You can put it on.
I get pork rinds and I put hot sauce all over them. Oh my God.
I can see
that. I mean, that sounds good. I love hot sauce.
Wings,
don't get me
obviously,
wrong.
With hot sauce.
Wings are great.
Yeah, but, like, if I was on an island, I could only have, like, two or three condiments. Like,
oh, I
I'm putting ranch and ketchup
maybe.
Ahead of those for sure.
Okay. So
absolutely.
I agree.
Ranch,
with one of the two.
Ranch is definitely number one.
Why? It's
because
so it's not
versatile.
Even versatile. No, it isn't.
You could do pizza, you could do fries,
you could do vegetables.
First of all,
you could do
you're gonna
wraps.
Sit here and tell me as an Italian guy that you're okay with ranch going on pizza,
okay,
but not
get
ketchup.
Off your high horse. Pizza and ranch go hand in hand, and if you don't serve ranch at your Italian restaurant, I'm mad at you.
Why would you serve ranch at an Italian restaurant?
Because ranch makes pizza better.
At least
first
the crust. At least
ranch,
the crust better.
Yes.
First off, pizza isn't really an Italian food, so let's get off that train real
God.
Quick
well,
here.
You like, really think that freaking making your spaghetti off of the freaking packaged fries?
I don't make spaghetti.
You make it from scratch?
I have made spaghetti.
Every time?
Not every time. Okay. But I
did you put ketchup
does,
on it? Because
no. Family does make the marinara sauce from scratch. Just don't test me on that.
Definitely with a side of ranch,
can
right?
We, can we talk? If I'm having a salad, yes. Look, which is not very often, as you can tell.
Oh, man.
Can we talk about sour cream for a second? This is the one we haven't talked about.
Okay.
Is there a worse name for a condiment? Like, they're like, sour cream. Like, I left cream out. It went sour. Let's eat it is what that sounds like.
Well, I just want to be like, who was the first person to like look at a cow and be like, I'm going to grab those and make and like let it ferment?
I'm guessing a baby cow.
Like, we're going to do milk. We're going to do cheese. We're going to do cream out of this. Like, who was the first person that did that?
I mean, that's a fair question to ask, though. It really is.
You could say that about anything.
I'm
going to
grab those and see what I can do with them.
Yeah. And then I'm going to leave it out and let it harden and then I'm going to eat it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Who thought of that?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, you know what? It's the same people that were like, hey, why are we going to make cheese out of this? And then somebody looked at the cheese and said, let's just wait a little bit. And then you get blue cheese. And blue cheese is the greatest condiment, best cheese ever.
So you hate ranch but are advocating for
blue
cheese. Blue
cheese is the best cheese. Oh, get my off my screen.
Blue cheese.
Can we
is the
vote
goat.
Him off the island?
We should.
Blue cheese
my
is good.
Goodness.
Tell me if you think blue cheese is good. Somebody's got to be out there and agrees
so
that blue
you,
cheese look, is good.
So you do blue cheese with wings and
yes.
not ranch.
Yes.
Who are you?
Yes.
Blue cheese.
Okay, can I explain?
Uh oh. We just lost a little signal here. Oh. All right. We probably needed to wrap up the show anyway. So.
I mean, so let's wrap it up. That is the end. That was the most awkward ending. I'm sure we'll have
like,
more awkward.
It's like the
than
Sopranos
this.
Just happened in here. Yeah.
Just cut to black.
Just cut to black.
Hey, that's our Italian theme for the. So that is our show. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you on Monday here on the PHNX Sun Show.
We're driven by the search for better.
But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.